Welcome to the Weekly Green, a KXCI mini-program on environmental topics in Arizona and the rest of the world. According to this week's report from the National Atmospheric and Oceanographic Administration, this past July has worldwide been the hottest since record-keeping began in 1880. The entire first half of the year saw all-time highs as well, so that 2015 is likely to become the hottest year on record, and, as suggested by climate change research, perhaps since as far back as the Bronze Age, 4,000 years ago. Globally, the land temperature was 1.73 degrees Fahrenheit higher than the 20th century average, and ocean temperatures were 1.35 degrees higher. Changes in ocean temperature cause the currents to shift, which in turn causes shifts in the air currents, also known as wind, which in turn causes changes in precipitation. NOAA predicts a strong El Niño in the Northern Hemisphere during the 2015-2016 winter, rivaling the record 1997 event that caused lots of weather-related trouble. There can be no doubt that the Earth is warming rapidly, and to all appearances, human activity is a major contributing factor. The huge amount of carbon dioxide emitted by industrialized societies blankets the sky like a kind of one-way mirror, through which solar radiation can come in, but not get out. On top of that, there is more and more sunlight coming in because the ozone layer surrounding the Earth, which shields us against it, is depleted by reactions with yet other gases we send up into the sky in massive quantities. Why do we foul up our nest so terribly? Frequently, the blame is put on our lost connection with nature. Indeed, our relationship with nature has changed dramatically in just the past two centuries. We have discovered how to move mountains. We have become a force of nature ourselves. But we really haven't had time to learn how to wield this enormous new power properly. To do so, we must enter into a new relationship with the world we live in, one where we are not the governed, but the governors. This lost connection may well be a necessary step toward redefining our existence as a species, because to reconnect in a different way, you must first disconnect. Our success as a species is built on our sense of community and our ability to communicate. Our survival of this success will depend on those same faculties. We have to come together as people, as sentient, sensuous beings, independently of the dictates of corporations, who, though now persons in the eyes of the law, are utterly incapable of feeling and therefore are not real people at all. In ancient cultures, people are brought together by music, share their feelings, their perceptions, and their learning through music, and through music remember bygone times. So it is with KXCI, where the music is chosen and played by real people, not by some computer. And if there is the occasional moment of dead air, that makes it all the more human. KXCI is one of the very few independent radio stations left in the nation, and this treasure is right here in the midst of our community. It is ours. Let's make sure it remains ours. Become a member today by calling 520-623-1000 or online at kxci.org. This is Dan Loud for the Weekly Green. Please post your comments and suggestions on the Weekly Green Facebook page, and thank you for listening.